In NAIDOC Week, we're going to be checking in with some of our Indigenous colleagues at radio stations all around the country. Trevor Tim is a one-year Gungalida man and is the national talkback host at Bumabipara Media Radio in Cairns. Reporter Laura Green from Sin Media spoke to Trevor about the service Bumabipara provides to the mob up in Queensland.
Well, it's the radio station itself is a voice for our people, First Nation people, and a lot of our conversations and yarns aren't on first on mainstream radio. So it's a powerful tool, and also have some very important conversations with our local leaders, First Nation leaders in the area.
And I'm wondering how you like to celebrate NAIDOC Week.
Well, on the show, we do have every year big interviews about NAIDOC Week locally for our local leaders, activists or students or brothers and sisters off the streets, whoever. Constituents of this area, black and white, and talk about the we use NAIDOC as the celebration of who we are as First Nation people here on the Big Island, Australia.
And you mentioned the theme always was, always will be, and do you think that has resonated widely with the First Nations people of Australia? And do you, you know, why do you think it has? If so.
We as black people in this country, we know that. So it just also educates and puts it out there to non-Indigenous Australians and also government. Government needs to know, like, we are still here fighting for land, native title, land rights. So that theme coincides with our fight for land rights.
How would you like white people or non-Indigenous people to engage with NAIDOC Week as well?
Well, you don't know it if you don't know. You look at here in Australia, they talk about the war and Anzac and what have you, unless we forget, well, there was a war way before that, the Frontier War, which is not talked about. For all First Nation peoples across the globe, yes, acknowledgement, recognition, very, very important, and existence, and how you say that's owed to the people is, you know, so just educate people why we're upset and the trauma and the trauma, generational trauma is very strong in all facets.
Definitely we need to see more non-Indigenous people engaging more strongly with that topic as well. If you don't mind me moving on to how COVID-19 has changed radio for you.
For my program, National Talk, I've been interviewing since March all the doctors of the world, the immunologists, the virologists, you know, about COVID-19, and it became an essential service, so to speak, to educate our mob and what they should be doing and, you know, and how to keep themselves safe. And then you look at all the conversation I had with the mayors in far north Queensland here, Cape York. We applaud them, the work that they did regarding closing their communities. It was very, in a way, not so strong in isolation because they're out in their stations and remote and business as usual, fishing and playing and what have you, and no one was coming in community, so they were all safe, and there was no record of any cases of COVID-19 in the community.
Was there anything else that you'd like to add that I might have missed?
Our voices need to be heard and use whatever medium we can use to make that possible.
Trevor Tim from Bumabipara Media speaking there to Laura Green from Sin Radio in Melbourne.